from the mothership. The motherboard. No, that's a computer.
The mothership. Yes. TNT Minis.
This season, we're partnering with merch companies to bring you guys specially made TNT Talk items.
Honey Flower Company is a handmade jewelry shop ran by one of our friends and supporters, Jessica Still.
Another company we're partnering with is Bodyguard Designs. This company specializes in graphic t-shirt design and is ran by another listener and friend of ours, Kelly Still.
Both of these companies will be providing merch to our listeners very soon, so be on the lookout and stay tuned for more TNT Talk.
My great-granddad used to pee in jars when he couldn't.
What? What?
All right, let
You're
me...
like little kids in preschool. They're like, hey, Miss Taylor, my granddad killed 3 people.
Oh my God, they don't say that. Listen, all right, let me give them preference. Yes, we are starting the mini, by the way. Tori was talking about how she wants to become an Amazon truck driver. No. And she was like, they make 60 grand a year. And then I said, huh.
Because we'll get into why I was looking at Amazon driving jobs anyways. But basically, I always see, like, people talking about working at Amazon, like, the warehouses and all that. And I knew that they got paid pretty good. So I looked up, like, how much the Amazon drivers get paid. I did not know that they made, like, almost $30 an hour.
The truck drivers or the warehouse?
The truck drivers. Warehouse makes like 18 an hour.
Warehouse people say that it's terrible. Like the conditions.
I've seen it
on TikTok.
Anyway. I wouldn't know. I've never worked there.
The reason I said my great granddad pees in jars, or well, he's not here anymore. Before he passed away, he peed in jars in his truck. The reason I said that was because Tori was saying that truck drivers for Amazon
said that they can't go to the bathroom anywhere, so they pee in water bottles.
Yeah.
Or they have nowhere to go to the bathroom.
See, well, I guess all truck drivers go through that.
My dad was a truck driver when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's like only Amazon truck drivers have to pee.
It's just that when you're an Amazon truck driver, it's like almost anyone can become that because you don't have to have a CDL like driving a 18-wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought you were saying you don't have to have a CDL to drive a little van that they
Yeah, drive. And so like that's what I was saying. Like, I could become one and then be like, I can't go pee anywhere. And they'd be like, well, that was part of the job.
Well.
Stop at the truck stop.
If you guys were wondering, your next Amazon package will be delivered by TNT.
Yeah, we'll put stickers on them, and then we'll probably get fired for advertising.
Hey, that's okay. People get fired from Amazon all the time because they'd be throwing the boxes.
I would not do that to somebody.
No, that's FedEx. FedEx is the ones, like, I think, or is it UPS? I don't know.
Who delivered your package over the summer that was,
busted up for your, yes, for your bridal thing, yeah, your bachelorette trip. Yeah, somebody delivered, I made these, like, kits for Tori's bachelorette trip, and ibuprofen was in it, and when my package arrived, it was, like, super busted.
Crunched
like,
in.
It was, yeah, like, whoever had to, like, it, can you imagine if I had, like, glass in that package? Like,
yeah,
it was punched.
I wouldn't do that with somebody's packages, because I get pissed if that happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, that was not what we planned to talk about at all.
Well, that's the opening segment.
And that's also the end.
Bye. Anyways, so last mini, we talked about how we were going to, spur of the moment, go to Zombie Farms. Well, we did.
Yeah, we went to Zombie Farms. It was great. We're going to talk about what happened at the end of it, too.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So it was fun, like it always is. If you don't know where that's at, it's in Winterville, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like right past Athens.
Yeah, it's like right on the outskirts of Athens.
But it was fun, as always. It was dark. We were in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, you go through this trail. So, like, to do it, it's not like it's like a haunted house. It's like a haunted trail.
It's in the woods on somebody's farm.
Yeah.
It's like miles long.
Yeah, this person, like, rents their farm out, I guess, every year. And they go, like, full out with, like, the props and everything in the woods. So, I mean, if you haven't checked it out, you should. It's only, what, $25?
$20 or $25.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Because it lasts a long time.
It really lasts as long as you make it.
Yeah.
Like, if so don't you walk if fast. You run through the whole thing because you're terrified, then yeah. But if you like walk through it, like, you know, let it hit you. But it was really fun, and when we got done,
we walked on the outside of the trail, like we were exiting, so we were coming out from being done, and there was like this group that was in front of us during the whole trail, which they kept bumping into us because they were terrified, and it was just
I just no bueno. I was the brave man in front. I stayed in front the whole time.
I was in front with you till one of those kids pushed me into a school bus.
Well, I lost Tori for a long time, and I just kept going. Because I got
pushed into a school bus. They were like, ah! And I was like, Taylor? In the middle of the woods.
I didn't even get pushed because I was so far ahead. But like, I didn't even know where everybody was.
Eventually, Sierra, my friend, was like, y'all got to go in front of us because y'all just keep running into us. But anyways, that was the group. They had exited the trail before we did. And before you start the trail, you're told, don't pull your cell phones, keys, or anything out of your pockets. Leave it in there because you're going to lose it because there's so many jump scares. It's the middle of the woods and it's pitch black. And so we get done with the trail and two of the girls are like, we lost our phones in there and we lost our keys. And I don't know. Okay, there was an officer there. I don't know if the officer was there waiting and will tell you why he could have already been waiting there. Or if they just had an officer there as security. Because I don't remember seeing him when we pulled up.
Well, that guy that you're talking about. All right, so it was like right as we were exiting the trail. Yeah, these two girls were like, ah, we don't know where our stuff is. And the cop, it was like right before you exited, though. So, like, I think it was separate. Because the people that were about to tell you. All right, this guy ran away from the cops. We'll tell you about it in a second. But yeah. They were sheriffs.
Yeah.
Because their car said sheriff. I don't know if that means that they're sheriffs, because my mom told me sometimes it just says sheriff. I don't know. But they had a car that said sheriff, so I don't know. But this other guy was, like, in a different color uniform. He was in, like, black. So I think he was security. He's in black.
The one that chased him?
No, no, oh. No. The one that was, like, talking with the girls. Them? With the girls. Okay,
yeah, yeah. So we're probably confusing the mess out of them. So there's this group. It's a couple of guys and a couple of girls. They all look pretty young. Two of the girls in their group lost their phones, and the keys to their car or whatever. And so when they come out, they're talking to that security guy, and I guess one of the boys sees a sheriff. And we just like hear his whole group of friends start screaming his name.
No, wait, no, 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 you forgot. No, he said, the sheriff said, he was like, all right, well, if everybody could just like hang out tight right here for a minute, we're going to get everything figured out. And then he took off running.
Oh, yeah. And all his friends were screaming his name, telling him not to run.
They were like, no, don't run, don't run. And he took off. And for some reason, me and Tori both discussed after, we felt the need to like
run
as well.
Because we didn't know, we thought he was a threat. And I don't know what we thought we were going
to
do.
I don't know. Because me and Tori were like, wait, hold on. Did we get him? Like, we were like, we should go. Because these like sheriffs that were trying to chase him, they were pretty out of shape.
Yeah, they weren't in the best shape.
Not to say that we're in like the best shape of our lives, but like we can run. So like we were like, oh, let's run. And then like
we didn't go at all, because I was
we
like,
did
no.
Actually we caught no. him, and then I was the judge that persecuted as well.
No we didn't move, we didn't step a foot we didn't
run. But this guy was running away from the cops, and like fast forward to the end of the night, me and Tori are in her car, we're driving by, and we hear like the sheriff and this kid that was running away from the cops arguing. And I was
Yeah, they finally got him and they put him in the cop car.
I was like, Tori, go slower, go slower. And like we rolled down her window a little bit and turned the music off so that we could hear, and all we heard was, you go play that car with me? You go play that car with me? And then like they were like screaming at each other. Me and Tori were like, wow, I wish we could have stayed to hear.
But basically he had an ankle monitor, and he violated his probation or something. I don't know why you would go to zombie farms to violate your probation.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was our night at zombie farms.
It's pretty interesting. And then we went to the gas station, and Taylor got a hot dog and with no bun, and she just put it in a bag.
It wasn't for me though, you know. Like, I did not get the hot dog for me. My brother texted me, he's like, Taylor, I am so hungry. It was literally almost midnight. He's like, Taylor, I am so hungry. Please bring me some food. And so I put a hot dog in a bag and we left.
And then she got home and she gave it to him and he was asleep. So
and he fell asleep. He woke up and the hot dog was in his hand. So, you know, needless to say, don't do that kind of stuff when your brother's like, hey, I'm hungry and it's midnight and you know that he's asleep. And he's just saying he's hungry because he just is whatever. Okay.
So that was Zombie Farms. What else did we do?
We went to Mystic Falls a couple days ago. Mystic Falls, if you don't know what that is, that's the Vampire Diaries with the lovely Stefan and Damon Salvatore. Get off your phone. We are literally filming.
I was reading something.
All right, let me pause. Tori is addicted to social media. Like, it's honestly concerning. Me and Libby talked about it the other day with her when we were at Mystic Falls. We were like, Tori, you are addicted to social media. She says she's not, but she is.
I didn't say anything.
Everybody vote in the comments.
I didn't say anything just now.
No,
I didn't disagree.
No, not just now, but before. Everybody comment below. I'm acting like there's even comments. Anyways, on to the subject.
I deleted TikTok before for like 4 months. I'm probably about to do it again.
No, don't do that because our podcast just got pinned on somebody else's conspiracy video.
Yeah, I commented on somebody's video about our podcast and it's like blowing up. But I still kind of want to delete TikTok. What?
You're like, yeah, I did that, and it's blowing up, so. It's
just a comment.
We did blow up a little bit, though. Not really. Just 20 extra views, but hey.
No, it's a lot more than that.
Well, 20 extra views on a normal episode, I'm saying. There's people that, all right, guys, there's people watching our first episode.
From, like, 2 years ago.
From 2 years ago, and it's not a good episode, so.
Who cares?
Me. Me.
But it's still up there, I mean.
I wish that everybody would listen to our good episodes. That's just
They'll get there. Everybody starts from somewhere.
Maybe if they continue. If they're not like, these girls are weird in the first season. Second season, we sound good.
Yeah.
And the Exposed series,
What were you talking about before this? Before your...
Mystic Falls?
No, you said something else, right?
No, Mystic Falls. We went to Mystic Falls. That's what I was saying.
No, you said something else.
No, I didn't. What are you talking
about? Before you said I was addicted to my phone, you said something.
I said we went to Mystic Falls. That's what I said.
I think you said something else.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I said I went to Mystic Falls, and then I said, and then you said, I'm going to delete TikTok because you did whatever about your phone, and then I said, no, don't do that because we're blowing up on your comments.
Why did you say, okay, all right.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I got confused, I think.
All right. Well, we went to Mystic Falls the other day.
Yeah, if you didn't hear Taylor say the words Mystic Falls 14 times.
All right. Stefan and Damon were there. We took pictures with them.
No, they weren't.
We took pictures with them.
I'm going to tell you something. Taylor's a pathological liar. Nobody should be her friend, and nobody should be her boyfriend or her husband.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyways.
By the way, Taylor's taken.
Oh, my God! What the heck? Stefan and Damon were there, actually.
No, they weren't.
I am taken by Ian. A.K.A. Damon. If you don't know who I'm talking about, The Vampire Diaries. It's like where The Vampire Diaries is set is Mystic Falls. And it's in Covington, Georgia. That's the real name of it.
30 minutes from us. Yeah, all week Taylor was like, can we please go to Mystic Falls? I'm like, you mean you want to go to Covington?
She don't act like you weren't excited while we were there.
I mean, we'd already been there this summer.
Yeah, but it was like, it hit different for me anyway. Because I just finished the show.
I finished it, like, 6 years ago.
Well, anyways, it still hit different because we saw their houses. And we took pictures in front of, like, characters' houses. We went to the Mystic Grill restaurant. That was fun.
It was good.
Yeah, I had a grilled cheese. And then they were playing this, like, movie soundtrack.
Inside of the restaurant. It was very weird. It sounded like a Harry Potter soundtrack, but also, like, Indiana Jones. It made no sense.
It was very... it was intense music. Like, I was eating my grilled cheese listening to, like music that you would hear when somebody's, like, in a battle.
It made no sense. Like, I felt like I was in Star Wars at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was dancing. I was vibing.
No, you were not dancing.
Yes, I did, too, dance in my seat. And you were like, I can't believe you right now.
I didn't. You didn't dance. You were putting on a performance for the table next to us by doing weird hand motions.
That is a dance.
That's LARPing.
What? I was not in costume.
Yes, you were.
Well,
Taylor's a pathological liar.
Stefan and Damon were there.
No,
and
they
ate
weren't.
Lunch with us at the Mystic Grill.
I think you have schizophrenic.
Then we went to, then we went to the cemetery and we stayed in there for a little while because we were
sweated.
We were trying to find where a character.
Elena,
but a character. For those of you who don't watch it, had a scene, and we stayed there for a long time, sweated. We walked everywhere, and Tori had on her little boots, and she was complaining about being hurt, because she did not wear the right shoes for walking.
I didn't. Not at all.
But yeah, we did that. We went to the cemetery. We sweated a lot. Then we sat in the parking. Then we went to Walmart. Forgot about that. We went to Walmart, got some popcorn, got some candy, came home, said we were going to watch a scary movie. Did we do that? No. Do we ever?
No.
We watched Prank Encounters.
We procrastinate too much to find a movie, ever.
Well, we started one, and then Tori was like, I've seen this. And then I was like, okay, well, let's just turn it off. Then we've turned on other things, and then I turned on Prank Encounters. We watched that. It was funny. You guys should watch it. It has that kid from Stranger Things in it.
Dustin.
Gatton. What is his real name? Gatton.
Marty Dazzo. I don't know. Mozzarella. I don't know.
Gatton Mozzarella in it. He's the host. So we did that. That was super fun, and now we're here.
You just said that was super fun going to Walmart.
No, I was saying it was super fun to see Gatton Mozzarella.
On the TV?
Yeah. The Walmart that we did go to, though, actually had a lot more stuff than the one here in our hometown, Monroe.
Did we do anything else? Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention on the last episode.
Tori got married in a masonry.
Yeah, I got married in a masonry. If you guys don't listen to the main episode, you have no
idea. Tori got married to a mason, actually.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she did. She got married
to a pathological liar.
Tori got married to a Freemason at the masonry that we were at, actually. He's 62 years old.
I just want to let you know that Chaz doesn't even know what a Freemason is.
I said he's 62 years old, so it's not even Chaz at this point.
But yeah, I got the place I got married at, they had like stained glass windows everywhere, and it's a church. And in the stained glass window, they had it was like a open Bible with a Mason symbol inside of it. So somebody explained.
That was in our reception area, yeah. We don't know who, we put it there, actually.
America Explain. Do you know what video I'm talking about?
You're talking about Arkansas.
And Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah. Explain.
America Explain.
Yeah, Tori got married in a masonry.
Deborah Bennett Davis liked your photo.
That's my grandma. Quite literally, she got married in a masonry. And then also, Tori also got fired.
No, I did not.
Not fired. She had to leave.
I've never been fired from a job.
Well, it wasn't even a job, really. It was because it was not even an internship. Clinicals. She had to leave.
The reason I had to leave? I got in a fist fight with a I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Tori is a pathological liar.
Okay. So let me explain. So for those of you who don't know, I went to school to be a surgical tech. I finished school in July. I started clinicals at a hospital near where we live and was working in the OR and all that for July, August, and then September. And I was getting through all my cases to like be completely done with school. And then they pulled the COVID vaccine card and... I tried to use my religious exemption. They would not accept because I'm a student. And the company that I was working under, like the hospital company, they have a policy that they had started. I don't remember when the exact day that they started it, but they're not hiring anybody who doesn't have the COVID vaccine, even if they have like operating room experience and all that. And they're not letting any students in the hospital who don't have the COVID vaccine anymore. And, I mean, to each their own, you know, that was my choice, and this is my consequence, which does suck. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, wah, wah, because I can't.
Well, it does suck, though.
I mean, it does suck, because, they wouldn't let me even exempt it. And
you should be able to complain, because they shouldn't have done it that way.
Yeah, but, I mean, it sucks. But I chose to not continue the clinicals, because I personally don't want the vaccine, because I'm 20 years old, perfectly healthy, have nothing wrong with me, and I'll take my chances of getting COVID with a 99% survival rate. Or 97, whatever it is. Yeah.
I don't even know what the numbers are. But no, I mean, like, you should be able to complain because it's not ethical for them to be like, well, everybody has to have the COVID vaccine if you're going to do this, this, and this. Well, in California, apparently the other day, they passed that you have to be vaccinated to go to the grocery store.
I saw that all ages, like, for school that they had to have. I didn't see anything at the grocery store.
No, I'm not sure if that's, like, from the news. I saw it on TikTok. Everybody's like, what? I don't know. I think they said something about it, something about going into effect in November, something about grocery stores, vaccine. Yeah.
But the hospital, the other thing is, too, that like, some people, because you probably have questions if you're listening to this. Like, if you're vaccinated, that's your choice. You do you. I personally don't want it. But one of the other things is, like, the people that were already working at the hospital that I had been working with for a couple of months, they either, they had the choice. They either get the vaccine or they could exempt it. One of my actual bosses, I'm not name dropping anything because that's private stuff, she had actually told me that if the hospital wasn't going to let her exempt, that she was going to quit. And that's what she had discussed with her husband. And so she was able to exempt. A lot of them were. But then they had passed this thing where I was basically stuck in a position of, like, where I had been working. Not working there, but been in the hospital. But since I wasn't an employee, I couldn't exempt it. And then they passed the thing where if you were a student, you had to have it. And so now I spent money to go to school. And here I am. So we're just going to manifest that the podcast blows up and that this is my full-time job.
Me too.
Because that really sucked. And what was the other thing I was going to add? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I was going to tell them about when I had to go get the booster shot for my Hep B.
Oh, yeah.
So during all of that was happening over the course of a few weeks, it was very stressful because they were also telling me that on my titers, which are where you get blood work drawn, you get blood drawn to see if you're showing immunity to all of your past vaccines from your childhood. And apparently, I wasn't showing immunity for hepatitis B. And so they're like, you're going to have to go get a booster shot. And I really didn't want to because if you know me, I don't even like taking over-the-counter medicine. I don't like putting anything, quote, foreign in my body that I don't know, like, what it is or what it does type of thing. Same thing goes for foods. I try to, like, stay away from, like, a ton of processed foods. I don't use a microwave and all that because it's just not good for you. And so I was very nervous anyways to just get my booster shot of something that I've already had before when I was a kid. And for some reason, on my records, I've had 5 hepatitis B shots before this booster shot, which is not normal at all. A normal person's only supposed to have 2 or 3 hepatitis B shots in their entire life. And so the nurse was like, do you know why you've had 5 of them? And I was like, I don't, but I'm not showing immunity anymore. And so she was like, okay, well, we're going to give you another one. And she, like, consulted with another nurse on the phone because she was, like, I guess kind of nervous about it. And then she looked at my vaccine records and she was like, I see that you never finished your Hep A series. You want to go ahead and finish it today so that you don't have to come back later and get it. And I was like, yeah, sure. And so she, like, made me come sign something on the computer. And then she, like, administered both of the shots. And first she tried on my left arm. Or let me say my left shoulder. I have pictures of this too if anybody was like, no, she didn't. She tried to inject the vaccine straight into my shoulder bone. Like, it hit, it hurt so bad. And she was like, that's not working. Let me take it out and try again on the other side. And I was like, you are a psycho. You don't know what you're doing. She pulled it out, switched out the syringe, or the, yes.
The needle?
The needle. Yeah, I don't know why I said
she. Give me the syringe.
She switched it out for a clean one, and then she came to my right side, and she injected it, and then she injected the Hep A one right after that. If you know me, I'm not scared of needles. Obviously, because I worked in the OR for months and all that. I've given blood numerous amount of times. As soon as she injected both of them, I saw stars. Lost my hearing. Immediately felt nauseous. Couldn't hold my head up. Had 2 nurses holding my head back. Guess what? I passed out, puked on some nurses, fell on the floor, and almost seized. And they were like, are you okay? And I was like, I literally was like, what just happened? Jesus. And they, like, had to hold my feet up in the air and put my head on a pillow because they thought I was going to, like, start seizing out in their office. And keep in mind, I was alone. And they put me in a wheelchair, and they put me in another room. They took my blood pressure, like, 4 different times. And they didn't want me driving or anything because they still said I was at risk of seizing. And let me just say that I only ever got charged for my Hep B vaccine. I was never charged for the Hep A one. Hep A is not free. So I'm going to leave it with that. Do with that what you will. But
you should
just
say it. You just say what you're insinuating.
COVID vaccine's free. Hep A's not. And the other thing, too, is when that happened. Do you remember when that happened, Taylor? like how many weeks ago that was?
No.
It was sometime like in the like early September, I think. I just want to let y'all know I've had a headache every single day since then.
Really?
Yes, every single day I get a headache at some point. Every day.
Tori has been vaccinated for COVID.
I can go back to the hospital.
No, you know, the thing is like, if they, because I did have, I have seen that on, we need to hurry up because it's a mini. I've seen it on TikTok, though, but, like, if they did do that and they didn't give you your vaccination card, like, say you went and got, say you, like, had changed your mind and went to go get the COVID mm-hmm. vaccine, would that, like, interfere with the fact that you already have it this year?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, the one thing that some people that I was told is what could have happened to me from having so many Hep B shots, because I've now had 6 and I'm 20 years old.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had double what you should. Apparently, I could have what they call vaccine toxicity, which is where, like, you have, like, toxins, like, too many toxins and heavy metals from the vaccine in your body. And the Hep B vaccine is one of those that goes straight to your brain. So that could be why I'm getting headaches every single day. Because it triggered headaches.
The vaccine goes to your brain?
Like, it's like one of those, like, where it'll immediately, like, communicate to your brain. Not sure, though. But apparently, like, that, there's a lot of heavy metals in it. So let's just pray that I get better.
And with that, we are Amish.
And with that, I'm going to live on a farm.
With horses.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast @gmail.com.